tariffs on everything from washing machines to dog leashes. Get ready, consumers. Here it comes. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 11th day of July. Thanks for being with us. Fox raises its offer to buy Sky by a hefty amount. Comcast got the message. Former Papa John's CEO is back in racially charged hot water. More from the millennial home ownership front. The impact of steel tariffs are hitting manufacturers here in Iowa, and we'll detail that. The Labor Center at the University of Iowa is set to close, and that has workers in Iowa upset. Those stories, the markets, and a conversation with Gail Williams. She's a tarot international trainer and a therapist in private practice. We'll talk about influencing others, problem solving, and conflict resolution. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. By the way, want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. It's at IOB_NewsHour. Simple, no? Well, the big news of the day is the next salvo in the trade war with China, as the Trump administration yesterday said it would slap a 10% tariff on many consumer items coming from that country, things like vacuum cleaners and windshield wipers, sterling silver spoons, and even dog leashes. The U.S. omitted some high-profile items like mobile phones. China said they are shocked by the new addition to the trade war, and the National Retail Federation, often a supporter of GOP policies, suggested that tariffs are reckless, mostly because this round will impact consumers. That would be you, and not businesses, as it's expected retailers will simply pass the cost on to the consumer. All of this, of course, had an impact on the markets, and we'll detail that in just a bit. Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox boosted its bid for Sky, adding pressure on Comcast to retaliate in a global game of M&A chess that's being waged by the world's biggest media companies. Fox offered £14 a share, valuing Britain's top pay TV company at £24.5 billion. That's $32 billion American. That's a 12% jump more than Comcast's rival bid. Now it's up to Comcast to respond. Sky is but a pawn in a wider contest between Comcast and Walt Disney for the bulk of Murdoch's media empire as the U.S. media giants try to take on powerful digital rivals like Netflix. Who would have thought 5 or 6 years ago that major broadcast entities would be worried about Netflix? Times are a-changing. Papa John's outspoken chairman John Schnatter is facing another controversy that's battering the shares of the pizza chain he founded. Just 7 months after exiting the CEO role after making critical comments about the NFL's national anthem dispute, he is under fire following a media report he allegedly used a racial slur in graphic depictions of violence against minorities in a May conference call with a media agency. Shares fell as much as nearly 6% today. Papa John's said in a statement that the company condemns racism and any insensitive language, no matter the situation or setting. Meanwhile, Papa John's Papa John admitted to using the N-word during a May conference call and apologized for the comments after Forbes magazine detailed the incident. This is what he had to say, quote, "News reports attributing the use of inappropriate and hurtful language to me during a media training session about race are true. Regardless of the content, I apologize. Simply stated, racism has no place in our society." While he is no longer the CEO of Papa John's, he is still chairman and tied with the brand's image and is featured prominently on the company's pizza boxes and marketing opportunities, which the company may now rethink. In other food news today, Oprah announced that she's made an equity investment into a healthy restaurant chain called True Food Kitchen. The former talk show host will join the company's board and act as a consultant. The Phoenix-based chain has 23 locations in 10 states and expects to double its business over the course of the next 3 years because of the cash injection. And, of course, when Oprah touches something, it's bound to do well. Well, stocks ended lower today as a trade war between the United States and other major economies intensified, with the Trump administration unveiling new tariffs on Chinese goods. We've already talked about that. The Dow fell by 219 points with Caterpillar, DuPont, and Chevron as the biggest decliners. The S&P 500 dropped 0.7% as energy, materials, and industrials dropped. NASDAQ declined by over 0.5%. President Donald Trump's administration published a list of 10% duties on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The tariffs now won't come into effect immediately, but face a review process with hearings taking place in mid to late August. Global markets also fell in the new tariff announcement. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 index slid by more than 1%, while the Shanghai Composite dropped by 1.8%. Treasury yields slipped, pushing prices higher, with the benchmark 10-year yield trading at 2.85%. Crude oil, by the way, hit a wall today, falling by almost 5% to $70.63 a barrel. Gold was off by over 1% to fall to $12.4190 an ounce. You know, there's lots of reasons why millennials are deciding to forego buying a home. From deep student loan debt to waiting longer to get married, it's a trend being seen all across the country. A new report by the Urban Institute, a policy research group, tries to explain why. And there are a whole bunch of reasons, including personal preferences and economic disadvantages, that explain why the homeownership rate for the largest generation in U.S. history is lower than that of their parents and grandparents. A couple of reasons? Well, millennials are wedding later and less. In 1960, the average age woman and man first married was in their early 20s. Today, the median age for a first marriage is closer to 30. There's also the unprecedented student debt millennials take on that reduces their chances of landing a home of their own. The researchers at the Urban Institute found that if a person's education debt went from $50,000 to $100,000, their chance of home ownership will decline by 15 percentage points. Although the research also found that home ownership rates for millennials who don't have a college degree are also falling behind those who do, possibly due to their unstable incomes along with rising rents. And one more, the cost of housing continues to increase at a rapid rate, and that tends to outpace wages. So, yeah, there is that. The impact of the tariffs are hitting the Hawkeye State. An eastern Iowa factory has laid off workers, reduced production, and delayed expansion plans in response to tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump on imported steel from Canada. According to the Quad City Times, the Black Cat Wear Parts factory in DeWitt has confirmed temporary layoffs of 10 of its 17 production employees this week. Plant manager Josh Daniel says he hopes to rehire the employees, depending on future negotiations with the trade dispute. Canada began imposing regulatory tariffs this month on $12.6 billion of U.S. goods. Well, the University of Iowa no longer will help Iowans with workplace-related training, dentist recruitment, farm safety, or understanding the aging process. University officials plan to close 7 centers and reduce funding to 5 others within the next year. Among the centers that will close is the Iowa Center for Higher Education, housed at the former AIB College of Business campus in Des Moines. And it looks as though that campus and the buildings will be sold. The closures and reductions will result in job losses for 33 people. University officials estimate they will save about $3.6 million once the cuts are complete. One of the hotly contested closures is the University of Iowa Labor Center, which was started way back in 1951. The center provided training and educational programs to Iowa workers and work-related organizations. 5 full-time jobs will be eliminated. The budget savings, says the university, about $557,000. Today in Coralville, labor leaders, members of the education community, and religious leaders gathered for a press event denouncing the closure of the Labor Center and said the closing of the center was a breach of public trust. In a statement, Charlie Wishman of the Iowa Federation of Labor said, quote, "Generations of workers across this state have contributed to this building and to this labor center as a renowned public-private partnership. Workers' organizations and federal grants have always contributed to its success, but the state contribution is essential. It's completely unacceptable that the money that has been committed and recommitted to issues facing Iowa workers would be hijacked for use by a new administrator. It's a negligible fraction of the university budget, but it's the university's only concrete contribution to research and education for and about Iowa's working people," end quote from Charlie Wishman. When we come back, the first of 2 parts of a conversation with Gail Williams from Tarot International. We'll be talking about influence and conflict resolution in the workplace and perhaps at home. Stay with us. It is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour.